All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 1039 FM. Well, folks, it is Friday. We did make it through another week. No small feat, I might add. Now the hard part, making it through the weekend in an area that's dominated politically and demographically by who? Democrats. And I might add here in Jackson, the more virulent form of Democrat, the Democrat head. The Democrat head is known for their indifference to anything, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. They tear up everything, anything they come in contact with. Nothing grows where their feet trod, and they don't see anything wrong with anything they're doing. Death and destruction won't cause them to change course. Wherever they go, just a matter of time before whatever it is they're doing or whatever was being done there before they got there is going to stop. I heard the morning host, Clay Edwards, and his partner in crime, Sean Turk. He's a Cuban Turkish of African descent. Heard them talking about spring break down there in Miami, Florida. They're thinking about shutting it down. Guess who showed up? So what happened to Freak Nick? Folks, y'all don't see a pattern here yet. But anyway, I know. There he go. Putting folks down. No, bro. There is a undeniable trend, pattern here, if you will, that wherever you people show up, people just get the hell out. I mean, you're hard to live with, putting it mildly. And I wish this wasn't the case. Why don't you listen to the Radio Strongman? Do as I say. It's like there's a billion donut heads out there. These people won't listen. Hard-headed. But anyway, be that as it may, we're not going to dwell on that in another hour. In 51 minutes, it'll be the beginning of the Gun and Knife Club here in the city of Jackson. And that's when young Democrat kids are out there affecting their own stimulus package, robbing, stealing, and killing in any order. Sometimes after they get done robbing you, they'll shoot you in anyway, just to see the look on your face. I can't believe you shot me. Oh, really? Pow. Believe me now? But anyway, folks, it's not. Trust me when I tell you, it is not going to get any better. There's no desire to. In fact, I point out to you on a regular basis how these people just skirt around reality. They skirt around doing what's right. But it's not just them, but it's more disheartening because we live in an area that's dominated by Democrat heads. And now, don't get me wrong. There are some good Democrats out there. They vote every year from Greenwood and Lawn. What are some of the other cemeteries out there? But the bottom line is, there's no need to deluding yourself. There's no need to be thinking, well, they're all God's children. They're all flowers of the Lord. Well, there's a few dandelions up in there. Real talk. Some of them just scrape up weeds. But be that as it may, if you're aware of it and you can navigate around it, you should do just that. But I stand by what I said, that nothing grows wherever they congregate at in large numbers. You give it about a decade. Give it a decade, and everybody's breaking for the exits. And they're walking around there like Mr. Magoo. Don't see anything wrong with anything they're doing. And yet they want everybody to subsidize. Why you people don't want to be around us? Okay. Anyway, let's get on to today's news. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the allergies. We'll see because it's raining, washing things down today. But I've been taking Zyrtex and trying to, whatever it is, to get over. Because I, like I said, my whole life I was not an allergy person. But as I've gotten older, since I've noticed now certain foods will kick off my aches and pains. And so I'm learning. And, now that I just mentioned that, we are going to get on to the national and local topics. But I need to send another shout out to Dr. Span, my diabetes counselor. I went to Dr. Ben Seal on Tuesday. And he gave me my, I guess it's every quarter, what is it, every 4 months. And my A1C is 6.1. I was hoping to be lower, but 6.1. He said, Kim, that's good. You're good to go. So, but my weight is down. Okay, I've dropped about 9 pounds. But what I was able to do through the counseling efforts, monitoring efforts of Dr. Spann, the Diabetes Wellness Clinic, what is that here? That's 411diabetes.net is the web presence where you can contact, get her contact information and get the same benefits that I got. Now, it's taken me, ever since I come out of the hospital trying to get all my numbers normal. They are normal. My blood pressure is really good. I mean, it's consistently good now. So a combination of losing the weight, I still exercise. I still, do all those things there. But I was going through a period where I was really getting nauseous. And if you are a type 2 diabetic and you do get nauseous when you take your medicines, you know what that means? It means that you're eating too much. That means your body, your stomach is basically telling you, hey, man, no more. And you're still shoving it in there. And then on top of that, when you do that and you start drinking liquids, that's when you really feel nauseated. So what I've been able to do to help get my numbers consistent on a daily basis was the liquid that I consume while I'm eating is just sips. It's not gulps where I'm just sitting there. Goop, 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 goop. Nope, just the sip. Because sometimes you want to taste something sweet or whatever when you're eating or just something. And you don't want water, and you don't want flavored water. And so just a couple of sips has really helped out. And so this is what I think has been the secret sauce to me being able to get this stuff under control with the help of Dr. Spann. And again, that's 411diabetes.net. I ran into somebody at Jason's Deli, and they asked me about Dr. Spann, and I sent them over the information, and they've gotten under her tutelage also. So if you're tired of struggling with your diabetes because on one hand you want to eat what you want to eat or you want to do what you want to do, what I have found out is that you need to find out what your body needs and when it needs. Because as I told y'all the other day, using the Libra 3 sensor, they got Libra 2 and Libra 3. The Libra 2 is where you manually check your numbers. Excuse me, as opposed to a pinprick. Libra 3 is automatically sending the numbers up to Dr. Spann, okay? And the Libra 3, what I found on that is, now I can't eat butter pecan bluebell butter pecan, or bluebell vanilla without spiking my numbers immediately. I mean, just off the chart. But I can eat Dutch chocolate. That's the purpose of having that Libra 3. It'll help you find out what you can and can't eat without penalty. Now, don't get me wrong, that ice cream will still put the pounds on. But you're getting real world, real time response so you can adjust your sales accordingly. And I would suggest to people out there, you got eating, you got exercise, you got training, and pick one of the three that you're going to concentrate on. If you're going to eat, just eat. Because what my approach to it is, I pretty much eat what I want to eat. I just eat real small portions or smaller portions. That way, because if you tell yourself, oh, you can't have this, you can't have that, what do you want? You want just the very things you said you can't have. But if you just cut your portions, and that's what the nausea is telling you, that you're consuming too much, cut your portions down. So you just won't be able to eat everything that you want, and then you'll finally get used to it. So I'm just telling you, take this time to get your diabetes under control, okay? And the other thing that I found out under Dr. Spann was all the terminology out there. Many people, you don't really understand it. You don't know between high glucose and low glucose. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have the, I thought he said 420. All right. High glucose and blood, low glucose, you don't know the difference. And it's very important that you know that, okay? so you can help keep your blood pressure in line. Also, all these things work together, but you need, I should say, I needed someone to help me. All right, we have on the line with us from Rebel Ace Hardware, Troy. How you doing, sir?
Kim Wade, how are you today, sir?
All right. You called in a little early, caught me off guard. I was just telling people about how to maintain good health. You can tell them how to maintain their lawn and their garden. How goes it, buddy?
Well, the first step is to make sure you've got new equipment to do that, and this is the weekend to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're having your annual outdoor power sale.
That's correct.
Power tool.
It's springtime is here, and I think you've seen the grass or the yards are starting to get green. I don't know if it's grass or if it's clover, if it's weed or what, but it needs some attention, that's for sure. And this is our annual tent sale or spring open house, and we've got all the manufacturer reps here, and we've got hundreds of mowers on the ground, and there's not anything in this building or on this parking lot that's not doesn't have a huge sale price on it right now.
It's great deals to be had by all at Rebel Ace Hardware, their power tools store there in Pearl, right there on the corner. What is that, the corner of Pearl and what? What's the street there?
We're on the corner of Beardman Road and Highway 80. We're actually on the frontage road on Highway 80, and hardware store's been here, believe it or not, for 38 years in this location. So we've been around for a little while, as you know.
Well, that is a great opportunity, folks. And tell the people about the fact that you have the zero turns on sale. You also have financing packages together. Tell us a little bit about all that.
That's right. Yeah, so we've got instant cash rebates up to $2,500 on select models. We've got mowers as low as $79 a month. We can package your mower with a trailer and some handheld, and we can do the financing on everything. We've got 0% financing up to 60 months right now. We've got discounts on steel equipment and parts, and we've got the all-new Crest line of battery-powered equipment, commercial and residential. That's all state-of-the-art, and we've got people here to tell you all about that. And we've got lots of equipment to demo and drive. And, you know, we probably have 250, 300 zero turns on the ground, discounted and ready for you to weekend warriors, or if you're doing it for a living, you need to come out. And we've got great prices on the best equipment on the market. So,
folks, this is a great opportunity to get out there and test drive one of the zero-turn mowers, but it's more than mowers, folks. The Power Tool store has everything on sale, great prices all around. Tell us about some of the other things you have out there.
Well, you know, we're the largest steel dealer in the state of Mississippi, and steel is, for a long time now, being considered the cream of the crop in handheld equipment, chainsaws, and string trimmers and blowers, all the things you need to keep your yard and your areas looking great. And like I said, we sell more than anybody in the state of Mississippi, and right now we've got those at 10% off on every piece of equipment. We sell Honda push mowers and generators. We sell Ego and Crest battery-powered equipment. And then we've got the Gravely and Skag as far as the zero turns, whether it's residential or commercial. They are the best in the business, the prettiest cut at the lowest price.
Great deals to be had by all. Rebel Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop, where not only can you get the items you need, you get the assistance you need to get the items that you need. Folks, they have experts in every department, and they've been around 70 years doing the same thing, and they're doing it good even to today. So Rebel Ace Hardware, now this sale is going on, what, today and?
Today and tomorrow. And then if you can't get over to Pearl and take advantage of some of these savings, you know we're doing it at all the hardware stores as well. So we sell outdoor power equipment in all our hardware stores, and you know yourself, you're in them quite a bit. We've got the area of Jackson covered and have for quite some time, and the new store up in Madison. We've got Clinton, we've got Byram, Florence, the Reservoir, and, of course, DeVille Plaza, your favorite store.
Well, folks, I tell you what, great deals to be had by all at all the locations throughout Central Mississippi. 70 years in the business. You know what you're going to get there. Start the tradition with your kids. Take them to Rebel Ace Hardware. Let them know this is the one-stop shop. First place to start when you have hardware needs. So Rebel Ace Hardware, the power outdoor tool sale, going on right now, today and tomorrow. So how's traffic today? The rain seemed to have held off a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little rain. The sun's starting to peek out today. I think it's going to clear up, and tomorrow's going to be a fantastic day. The rain really hasn't stopped, folks. We've had a lot come in. We've got the big tent, so we can keep you dry. And there's a lot of folks coming around and looking at equipment and talking to some of the reps and getting some questions answered. And so it's been good. We started yesterday, and, of course, today and tomorrow. And the sale prices will last for a little while, but, you know, we may not have the unit you want, so you need to get out quick and come find the one that fits your needs and let us make you a fantastic deal.
Well, folks, deal's going to be had. Now, what about you still got the green egg and all the grills and all that type of thing?
We do. We don't have those here, but we do at the hardware stores. You know, we're one of the largest big green egg dealers around now, and we carry all the charcoals and the seasonings and Traeger and Weber and all of those things. And if you're looking for that, you know, your weekend warriors are looking for that, we could certainly take care of those as well. So,
folks, I tell you what, you know how they do it. And plus, you know, one of the things I do want to remind people about Rebel Ace Hardware, in case they've forgotten, you can get your car keys made there, even the ones that remote. I got one made for the old VW. Works just fine. Works just like the original. And I tell people, you're riding around with just one key. It's going to be a big hassle if you lose that one key. So
that's right. We can take care of all your service needs. You know, if you need glass cut or keys cut or pipe threaded or anything like that, you know, we've been doing it for a long time and doing it very well. And our reputation has been built on the service. And when it comes to outdoor power, you know, we just start the relationship on the sale, but we continue it with taking care of you on the service side. And with all of our certified technicians and our facilities and the parts that we keep on hand, you know, we're able to get you in and get you out and give you the best possible service that you would expect.
Folks, you remember what Troy said, if you can't make it to the Pearl location, any of the locations, they can reserve whatever it is that you're looking for and make sure you get take advantage of all the great deals and savings. Just let them know what you're looking for. Now, Troy, before you get out of there, we can't you cannot get out of here without mentioning the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator.
The Spartan Mosquito, this is the time to get them out. You're very correct. And they come in a two-pack, and if you buy multiples of those, then you get big discounts on those. But this is the time to get them out and get them going before the mosquitoes start getting onto your property. So Spartan is we've been selling Spartan for a long time, and I don't know what we would do without it at my house, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Mine's awesome. Now, so how late are you going to be there today, and what time? What are your hours tomorrow?
We're here till 6 o'clock, and our normal hours are 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and we will be here in Pearl till 4 o'clock tomorrow. But if you can't get out quite that late, early, and you need to purchase one after that, obviously any of the hardware stores or our other locations can take care of you.
Well, Troy, look, we appreciate you calling in, giving us an update. All the best, my friend.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said we appreciate you calling in, giving us this update. All the best over there.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can always tell when spring is here when you and I are on the phone together.
Absolutely, brother. All the best. Well, we'll be talking next week, okay?
Thanks, Ken. Good to talk to you.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club begins in earnest, hour and a half. Baby, you need to be out of town by sundown, or you can get laid down, get your cap peeled back, get climate change, room temperature, delete it. Having your face done by Wright and Ferguson, Otten Lee, Peoples, Collins, Lakeover, West Haven, Jackson Memorial, or just get eaten by the buzzards. You don't want that to happen. But anyway, I want to thank Troy from Rebel Ace Hardware. Folks, you know what? I don't know about you, but when I go in there into a Rebel Ace Hardware store, and like I said, I generally use the DeVille because it's closer to me, but I'm always reminded, man, you know what? Customer service has not gone out of style here. And you got people who can actually help you answer your questions. You know, you go to Home Depot, you go in there one day, man, they're hollering at you from 55, waving, just like one of them bums out there. Hey, can I help you? And then you go on another day, man, everybody just got the mumbles. Nobody's there to help. It's people standing around patting their head, just looking crazy. But not at Rebel Ace Hardware, folks. They got helpers, folks with some understanding about some things. So that's why I tell you, look, when you go to the big box stores, just prepare to make two or three different trips because, you know, you're trying to eyeball the part. And yeah, that looks like it. And then get over there and they're standing looking crazy. Got to go back. You can end all that, especially on Saturday morning when you're trying to get something dead. Just go on over to Rebel Ace Hardware and say, this is the situation. This is what I need. Take a picture of it if necessary so you'll have it. And they can square your way and get your job done and have the rest of your Saturday. So use wisdom. Use Rebel Ace Hardware. All right, folks. Want to remind you, our good friends over at Smith Marine Sales, the weather's starting to warm up out there. You're thinking about getting out there on that water. Make sure that watercraft is worthy of being on the water. You don't want any incidents. So our good friends at Smith Marine, smithmarinesales.com, they've got everything you need to enjoy time on the water. You want to get your first pontoon boat, your first bass boat, ski-doos, anything that floats, anything that gives you recreational pleasure on the water, Smith Marine Sales has it, knows about it, or can get it for you. They also will take your craft on a consignment and say, hey, we got a nice used boat over here. Just whatever the situation may be, let your starting point be smithmarinesales.com. All right, folks. Just as a side note, regarding Dr. Spann and 411diabetes.net, got a text asking about the Libra 3 sensors. Yes, I used to use the extra covering on it to keep it from coming off. But now, the recent Libra 3s that I had, I've had not had any problems with the sensor coming off before the 14 days. But now what I started doing is putting it higher up on my arm on the back. And I'm less likely to bump it. Now, when I go to jiu-jitsu, I put a sleeve over it. Like you have a brace on your arm, a little sleeve on your arm, I put that over there just in case. Because when you're grappling with those heavy uniforms on and somebody's grabbing you, that's easy to come off. I did have it come off one time then. But aside from that, it's been working pretty good. But seriously, folks, you can manage your diabetes and have a good lifestyle. You really can. And you sit back, well, this is what I'm thinking. I need to be eating all that food anyway. I was just eating to be eating. Now, I do get a craving for some salty things like, chips or pretzels or something like that. But there's ways that, again, everything in moderation. But when you do and start getting your health back, you'll feel so much better, so much better. And dropping that weight, it helps with your knees, whatever else problems that you're having. So, again, the reason why I'm so excited about what Dr. Spann has done for me is because, folks, her passion for it. And I thought, you know, she's like that with all her patients. She will contact your doctor, work through the problems. Because sometimes you have problems communicating with your doctor. Or you don't say enough, or they don't say enough to you. And she helped wade through all that stuff, interface. And if you want, you can give her permission to see your records as you go to your annual, semi-annual visits and stuff like that. And she can help. Again, her goal is to see you healthy. And I'm living proof that what she does works and that her dedication is for real. So 411diabetes.net, a shameful plug for my friend, but she's doing a good job. And people do good work. We need to tell everybody about it, okay? All right, folks, enough of that. And I'm sure Matt's saying, you bet. He's like sweating bullets back there. But here's the deal, folks. President Trump, judgment against him up there in New York, let me tell you, boy, you think God ain't good? He's certainly good to this man. All right. So President Trump has goaded Tisha James, the boss city girl there as attorney general of the state of New York. He's goaded her into throwing him into the briar patch. Now, they leveled that fine against him with the intention that he wouldn't be able to raise the money. So he went into court on Monday saying, hey, we tried to get a bond with over 30 companies. So the judge, the crooked judge in that case, went back and said, okay, we're going to have the overseer that I appointed to oversee all your finances to go over and see if, in fact, you contacted 30 people or 30 companies to get the bond. So they're doing that. The other thing, the judge said, you need to tell us who are you trying to get the money from. So they can go in behind Trump's back and say, if you do it, we're going to come after you in the state of New York. That's what they've been doing. That's what they did to the 30 that wouldn't bond him. Basically threatening them with being pursued to the ends of the earth with legal filings if they help Trump out. You see how evil these people are? See, this is why I keep telling all you Jeff Sessions Christians out there, you think that you go by your sweet lips and your kind words that you're going to get them not to do you harm. They're going to dog you out. And I'm going to stand there and watch them dog you out. Mm-hmm. How's that sweet lip thing working for you there, homie? Sometimes you got to use common sense. Sometimes you got the man up. You got to let them nads hang. But you don't get that. So the attorney general and the judge think they have our beloved president, Donald J. Trump, over a barrel. Well, this is what Don has done. He wants Letitia James to go and start seizing his assets. Now, she done put all that wolf ticket out there about how she's going to take it on Monday. She come and get his stuff. She putting him out on the curb down in Mar-a-Lago. First of all, Florida is a state where judgments can't attach to your personal home. Huh? Oh, we need to take a break? Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Mobile Bob. Hey, what it is?
So, I was wondering to hear what you rest here, what you said about Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to finish up on that. What's happening is Trump wants Letitia James to begin on Monday to attach, attempting to take the properties. Because right now, Trump, the rulings have come out of a state court. And on Monday, once she starts to take the properties, then he can move it to federal court. The federal court will then hear whether or not it's a violation of his Eighth Amendment rights. They've already ruled a couple years ago that this type of ruling and this type of fine and penalty shocks the conscience of the court. The Supreme Court ruled 9-0. That means there was no disagreement that this was not within the constitutional framework. So Trump wants her to do that. So when it goes there, so once the Supreme Court says that it's unconstitutional, now it's either going to be remanded back or they'll throw the whole case out altogether. So this is a legal ploy. And see, what Trump has done, if you think about it, is actually tactically brilliant. He's garnered all this free publicity, more sympathy for the underdog. And Letitia James is going to walk away with zip at the end of the day, along with E. Jean Carroll. But that's a separate lawsuit. But go ahead. That's what's going on. But then in addition to that, the Trump is asking the board of directors of this multimedia company that bought out, that merged with Truth Social to allow him, asking the board to waive the 6 month exemption where he can go ahead on the sale portions of his $4 billion of shares from a result of that merger now. So either way, he's going to be good to go on the on covering that bond up there.
I wish all my entire 401k was in True Social at the beginning of the year. that stock has definitely skyrocketed over the course of this year. Yeah, there's no question this is the fine is ridiculous. The whole case is ridiculous. Basically, overstating his property when, again, for a crime which no one was injured. So you got to levy this level of a fine for some violation in which no party was injured. That's the most. Yeah, anybody with a brain knows. Well, they know. Even the liberals who hate Trump know. This is a scam. They just hate him so much they don't care.
That's precisely it. And, of course, that's part of the That's part of why they want the Supreme Court to hear it. Number one, there was nobody injured. There was no crime. And the whole issue of whether or not the property was a vote. See, what they continue to fail to do is to attribute to Trump the monetary value of his name. Nike understands the monetary value right. of having Michael Jordan associated with their shoes. So there is money to be attached to the brand of Trump, and they won't do that. But here's the deal. They're going to be sadly disappointed when the Supreme Court rules that he's free like OJ all day, gets to keep his money, and Letitia gets nothing. But worse than that, it has come out in the last couple of days that Letitia James herself has done one of these deals that she accused Donald J. Trump of doing. Letitia James, as the Attorney General of New York, there was a 19th century mansion built in downtown New York in Manhattan, across from Central Park. And that mansion fell into the hands of the Irish Society, Irish Betterment Society, something like that. And they fell into hard times and need to borrow some money. They borrowed $3 million from this guy. They told the guy who lent them the money, the family that lent them the money, that the building was worth probably $80 million. Okay, well, they didn't pay him the money. So he started moving towards foreclosure, and he had set up a buyer who was going to buy it for $55 million. It turned out the appraisal came in at only $44 million. Then Letitia James, as Attorney General, stepped in and decided that, well, Letitia James contended that the laws of New York says that no nonprofit can sell any assets without the approval of the Attorney General's office. So she stopped the sale of the building. The man never got, now, he lost $3 million. He has lost $3 million to date anyway because he hadn't been paid. Now, here in the case of Trump, nobody was harmed. Everybody did a deal. This guy was a novice. He didn't have all these bankers and appraisers to go out and tell what the value of the property was. He took the person's name who was selling the property, who was mortgaging the property, rather. And Letitia James says that's not a crime. But now she's knee-deep in that, keeping these people from paying this man his money from the building to being sold. And she knew that the property was not worth $80 million. Well, it has since been discovered the property was not worth $80 million. It was only worth $44 million. And it certainly was not as the $3 million that he put up is something that is an actual loss of damage and harm. In the case of Trump, there was no such harm. So Letitia James is just another one of those, I told you, angry females. Folks, I'm telling you, these people are a problem. They are a problem.
He has no question. And it's getting worse, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying.
This is, you're going to level a $400-odd million fine for a victimless crime.
Right.
That has to be the first in the U.S. history that's ever happened.
And then the beneficiary of it is the state. That's the government taking the money. They say, go broke. We just levied a judgment against you for everything that you own. And if you can't pay it, if you can't put a bond up to appeal it, then we take everything. Come on. Really?
I mean, there's your RICO. There's your racketeering. There's your crime.
Well, you know what? And that's what they're contending in the case of the Irish Betterment Society building. And that is she herself is engaging in a RICO because she's colluding with the people who don't want to pay the man the $3 million. They don't want to lose the property. And she's using the power of the state to run a shield around them from having to do anything other than doing what's right.
This is reeks of Banana Republic type tactics.
You think?
They want to say how bad Putin is? Are you okay? And how are you?
We want Putin. We want Putin, for sure.
Exactly. But it got so bad, the guy on Shark Tank, he hadn't been made no bones about it. He said, I'm not doing business in New York again. If this is what you do. If you're a person who happens to be on the wrong side of whoever's in power at the time, they can do the same thing to you.
Well, and that's what this is going to have a chilling effect on anybody who, I mean, if you are a, let's just say PERS, your public retirement system for your state has money invested in properties in New York or business. Dude, it's a bad deal because the state of New York could just say, hey, we've got a shortfall. We'll just confiscate all this money from here. We'll trump up some charges on them and then just take everything.
Oh, yeah. We think your property is only worth X, but you got a loan for Y.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally do that to anyone. just out of the blue, do it.
Folks.
You have no morals at all to continue to follow the Democrats. None.
I keep telling you, folks, wherever they tread their feet, they destroy everything that's there. They live a hand-to-mouth existence. They eat up the seed corn. Then they stand around with plastic bowls, looking up at the sky, waiting for Sally Struthers to come in on a helicopter. These people are idiots, and on top of just being flat-out evil, they're idiots.
You're not either or, they're and. But it's just beyond belief. What's going on with them. It's ridiculous. Oh, where did Ricardo Fargo, you saw where Ben Shapiro fired Candace, or got Candace Owens fired from the Daily Wire or whatever it is. That guy is he's a never-Trumper neocon moron is what he is. And if you don't agree with me, we want you out. That's ridiculous.
It's going to come back to Biden. Candace is going to be all right. I mean, she's like Jason Whitlock. They can stand on their own. At the end of the day, with her numbers, somebody would be glad to pick her up. Glenn Beck, somebody will pick her up. She's going to be fine for sure.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Our number 601-879-0002. Who loves you? Radio Strongman. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back the final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. You know, out there in Arizona, 10,000 illegals use the same Social Security number to vote. Joe Biden won Arizona by about 10,000 votes. That's just one Social Security. Folks, you see what they're doing. This is why I was saying back during our legislative session last year that Delbert Hosemann wasn't really serious. They weren't really serious about voting integrity, rather. Because if they don't deal with the whole 10-day window to engage in as much corruption as you can get away with, they didn't change the laws requiring that the data regarding the voting ballots, et cetera, be made available immediately without court order. If they didn't address that, they weren't serious about it. And the reason why they weren't serious is because they're incumbents. My personal view, America's gone. There's nobody defending America. All that's happening is that we're being raped financially. This $1 trillion budget, whatever it is, $2 or $3 trillion budget. Folks, every couple of months, they do the same thing. They give us 2,000-page bills and budgets. Nobody knows what's in there. It's a Christmas tree of everything they want to do to steal our freedom. That's why I said, you know, my position is and my thoughts are, I'm just going to wait for the bow to break. And all these, like the ATF guys went over there and shot that guy out there in Arkansas because they rounded because he had guns and coins there. They're doing everything. It's not just ATF, but it's our government in general. But like I'm telling you guys, you the one who depend more on a functioning operational government and a government that's respected, the laws are respected by the people. You do not benefit from your support of breaking down our civil society. Now you think you do. Because you're still swole up in the head about that badge that you carry. But when there is no rule of law, you're going to be just like everybody else. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios. The Gun and Knife Club begin in earnest in another 53 minutes. Be ye ready. Don't let the rain fool you. You say, oh, they ain't going to do nothing out in this rain. Okay. Rain or no rain, brother. The rain is just to wash the blood down. That's all. Okay. So So you can tarry if you want. You can come out there unarmed. You can believe in the goodness of your fellow man. You better hope your fellow man is also AMR, EMT, or UBDEAD. Word of warning to the wise is usually sufficient. To a fool, it does no good. All right, folks, we're back. It is Friday. It's going to be an open forum here. I want to remind you, if you headed down south, Highway 49 ways, don't forget put Tom's Fried Pies on the agenda. Your destination spot, make sure you stop by there tomorrow if you're going to be out riding around, just enjoying the better weather. Tom's Fried Pies, located in Richland, Mississippi, south of Kroger's, on the very same side as Kroger. At that next red light past Kroger is a Walgreens. Crossing the Walgreens is Tom's Fried Pies. Some of the best pies known to mankind. You can get a meal there, folks. You can get meat pies, fruit pies, and you can even suggest a pie. And while you're in there, if you look to the left as you're facing the cash register, and you see a man sitting there at the checker table with a Burger King crown on his head, that would be Tom, King of Checkers. That's right, folks. He challenges one and all. Come. Try your best. Tom is undefeated. No one that I know has beat him. So, again, this is your opportunity to have some of the finest pies known to mankind. For a fried pie, the crust is just, it's not greasy. It tastes like it's been baked. Tastes like your grandmama had baked it for you. It is just that good. You won't be disappointed, I guarantee you. And as I've suggested to people, get more than one pie. Two pies minimum. Otherwise, you'll experience pie violence. Don't let that happen to you. So, again, tomorrow, today. They're closed on Sundays, but they'll be open the other 6 days of the week. And you might even see Sylvia down there. That's right, folks. She's been known to lurk around in the shadows down there getting a fried pie. So whenever her travels take her to Rankin County, it's taking her to Tom's Fried Pies. One of the biggest supporters of Tom's Fried Pies is Miss Sylvia. And in spite of all that, she's dropped 70-plus pounds and continued to drop. Hat tip to her for the great success she's having maintaining her health. You can do the same, folks. All right, folks, it is an open forum. There's a lot jumping off around the world. Folks, I do know. These people are trying to destroy the greatest country in the world. Our leadership, American leadership, is doing it. Now, you got other people who want it done, the enemies of America, the ops, if you will. But we have troops out there doing war games up there in the North Atlantic with Norway and Sweden and Finland and places like that. They're trying to draw Russia out into a fight. Now, I guess our government forces or the forces of Ukraine shot up a concert theater there in Moscow last night. Again, everything to provoke Russia. Now, we're already at war with all these other countries. We only have a military of about 2 or 3 million people, of actual on people who are actually on duty. The rest, I guess, are contractors of various sorts, etc. But we're spread as thin as we can possibly be. They want us to lose. Joe Biden is a traitor. He's a traitor to this country. He's beholden to the Chinese. The Chinese and Moscow and the Russians are working together. They both want to see America brought low. China doesn't want America destroyed militarily. They want America subjugated. And they're using the Joe Biden administration to do it. And Joe Biden is using the black Democrats as the battering ram to accomplish all that, particularly black females. You can see it in everything. As I said to you on yesterday, I don't know of any black out there on the national stage right now that's doing anything for the black community. Now, they're getting a lot of publicity for doing something, but everything they're doing is to carry out the best interests of the Democrat Party, white Democrats in particular. And yet, we're supposed to be happy with it. I'm not. Thoroughly disgusted. But we are where we are, and it is what it is. We will deal with it, but it's not a successful program because the people who are arrayed against this, they want America brought low. And what that means, when talking about bringing America low, is the things that we've grown accustomed to as Americans won't be available to us anymore. And somehow the ATF, the FBI, and all these rank and file folks who say that they love America, they don't seem to. It doesn't. Okay, I mean, I'm all for you following orders. But your spirit man is not telling you, this is not right. And then when a spirit man tells you that, then you don't have enough the courage of your convictions to do something about it because it's going to cost you. And yet you're willing to cost everybody else their freedom, their lives, like the gentleman there in Little Rock, the airport director. That's why I keep saying, folks, this is the year of the mirror. A lot of us are faking. We're not good Christians. We're not disciples. We're not anything other than for ourselves. And you know what? You have to have a healthy dose of looking out for number one. But you're taking it to the extremes in an environment where people who hate this country are trafficking in your willingness to be law-abiding, to follow the law. Because what you're up against, what you're being asked to stand for, are the universal and spiritual laws that God put in our hearts, and you feel them being strong, and you don't respond to it. You're fighting the urge to do what's right. This is why I keep saying, folks, in my estimation, there's not a dime's worth of difference between black Democrats and white Republicans, particularly on the national level. Neither one of them will do what's best for themselves. All they think about is the party and stuff. But, again, I could lament in the fact that I believe I have accurately discerned what's going on with these two groups in particular. It doesn't change the responsibility that I have to do whatever I can with whatever I have to stop this. And if I don't do it, then I'm no different than the two groups I just mentioned. I went to Forest, Mississippi today to funeralize a gentleman that I knew, Kevin Battle. And one of the things that was said during his comment, you know, people comment during his funeral was how the fact how he took whatever life was thrown at him and he didn't complain, even when he was dying. And he talked with people. People were saying, I didn't even know he was that sick. I didn't know he was dying. I didn't even know he was in the hospital. You know, we talked. He never mentioned it. You know, that's what being a man is about. That's what being a Christian soldier is about. That's what Christian courage is about. When you know that you know that you know, and you're not intimidated about when they say, well, this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to throw you in jail for 1,000 years. We're going to kill you. We're going to take your, we're going to do all these things to you. And you whining and crying and looking all crazy. Now, what you should do is like Mel Gibson did in the movie The Patriot. Prepare to go to war. But see, you're not willing to raise the price for their sins and inordinacy against you and humankind, but you're willing to die at the altar of your stuff, at the altar of your credit cards, the big screen TVs, the good life, all that stuff. And you know what? It's hard to give it up. But you know what? With what they're planning for America, you're giving it up anyway. You're just going out like a buster in the meantime. Our number, 601-879-0002. Is that Here's the Thing, John, the societal irritant. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade.
What's up?
This is the greatest country in the world. I love this country.
You must have heard that from me because you don't believe that.
Mr. Wade, I believe it with all my heart, and that's why I'm so happy that I'm a Democrat. And I believe in my democracy through and through, this representative democracy, Mr. Wade. I love it. But unfortunately, there's some drawbacks with that, Mr. Wade. We are a two-party system, Mr. Wade. The country is so divided that the Democrats are scared, the Republicans are scared. Nobody wants to see a third party. Neither party wants to see a third party candidate, Mr. Wade. But the only people that can change the direction this country is headed, Mr. Wade, are good Democrats, good Republicans that say we need a third party. We got to break away. But unfortunately, neither side trusts the other, Mr. Wade, because it's all about the power.
Are you people worthy of trust?
Mr. Wade, Here's what, trust is relative, Mr. Wade. Today, my enemy is my enemy. Tomorrow, your enemy is my friend. Tomorrow, my enemy is your friend. And then the next day after that, my enemy will be my friend, Mr. Wade. That's the way it works in our system, Mr. Wade. So, unfortunately, if we don't trust each other, we're talking about the voting constituency, if we don't trust each other enough to say enough is enough, we'll keep getting more of the same. Now, I understand that, Mr. Wade, and I'm okay with that. I said, because we don't trust each other, so nothing's going to change. Give you a prime example, Marjorie Taylor Greene. What is she doing, Mr. Wade? She's
registering her protest against this out-of-control government spending, sir.
But guess what she's going to do? Give the Democrats more ammunition. Then the Democrats are going to do what? They will control the policy in the House, Mr. Wade. You guys really don't understand the game, Mr. Wade. The Democrats are getting just about everything they want, and you Republicans are infighting. And what does that say to the country? You guys are not ready to lead, Mr. Wade. You're not ready. So
what do you call leading? Passing a budget? No, excuse me. Hold up, sir. Passing a budget that is, again, it's going to be so inflationary amongst all the other ills. Right now, every man, woman, and child in this country, excluding the illegals, has $100,000 of debt on them that has to be. In other words, we've got to generate that much economic activity to retire that debt, which will never be retired, sir, especially with lazy people like yourself around.
Mr. Wade, we are a debt-driven economy, Mr. Wade. We are a credit-driven economy, Mr. Wade.
There's still limits to all that, sir.
There is, but Mr. Wade, that is who we are, and we live with that. We run a debt to our advantage, Mr. Wade. It's really just numbers, Mr. Wade. That's what you don't understand. And when I say numbers, Social Security numbers, Mr. Wade. Just have more kids, and every one of them will have Social Security numbers. My grandkids, my great-grandkids, my great-great-grandkids. Mr. Wade, it is a farm system, Mr. Wade.
Sir,
so, trust me.
Whatever system it is, it has its limits. Do you not understand that, sir?
Mr. Wade, other countries are betting, and they are telling us, you're nowhere near close to your limit. We will buy your debt, Mr. Wade. And as long as other countries are willing to buy our debt, we can keep running up the numbers,
sir,
Mr. Wade.
We cannot, if we have to sell the debt at interest, at double-digit interest rates, sir. So
Mr.
You,
Wade,
you don't understand basic economics.
No, Mr. Wade.
Sir, you have no grasp of this. You're out of your depth, sir. Stick to Negro issues, sir.
Mr. Wade, you still don't understand the game, don't you?
Sir, I brought the game to town.
The game is debt, Mr. Wade. That's the name of the game.
Sir.
It's to service the debt, Mr. Wade, and that's all we will ever do.
You are of limited understanding on this issue, sir. I'm going to ask that you, listen, sir, respectfully, I'm going to ask that you stay in your lane. Deal with Negro issues. Do not deal with money or dollar bill issues, okay?
Mr. Wade.
Do we have an understanding here, sir?
Mr. Wade, you still don't understand the name of the game. Why do you think politicians, if they know all of this stuff,
they don't care.
Like,
sir, they're going to ride this thing down into the doit like they did the Titanic, sir.
Mr. Wade. You, be
you are the leading reason why we're having these problems because of the way you vote. You don't think, you're uninformed, and you won't take counsel.
Mr. Wade, this is a great talking point. You are saying exactly what the kingmakers and the queenmakers want you to say. Point at the other side. As long as you're pointing at me and I'm pointing at you, who's watching the foxes in the hen house? See, they got us believing.
Well, if you understand that, then why don't you fold your efforts, however feeble they may be, into minds, because I know what I'm doing, sir, and you're in a state of total perplexity. Plus, you're confused.
Mr. Wade, I just don't know the answer, but here's what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Wade. Your listeners, they don't want to see the debt retired. They don't want to see the debt reduced. You know why? Because if they did, they'd vote the bums out. But they won't vote the bums out. You know why?
No, sir, because sir, sir.
Because the bums, here's what the bums do. They play on your emotional.
Let me help you out
here. Emotional.
Buttons. Let me help you out here, sir. Give you some Trump economics, okay? You are correct. The debt is the game. Okay, we understand that. But what you guys do, you people, you run the debt up, and then you thwart every effort for us to retire the debt through economic activity. For instance, what you're doing to Donald J. Trump, confiscating all this private property so the state can take it over and waste it. What is your point, sir?
Mr. Wade, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know if we really truly wanted to reduce the deficit, do you know what we would have to cut and how deep we would have to cut? Now, let me tell you.
In the alternative to cutting anything, you could also go all out in creating economic activity to raise up more tax revenues through economic activity, sir.
Okay.
You have a one-track mind, sir.
No, let me tell you.
And you're uninformed.
Let me tell you what happened. The same thing we just did in COVID. Oh, we threw all that money out there to everybody and every business, and guess what? The more money out there, guess what? The higher the prices, more inflation, Mr. Wade. That's not the game. What you have to do to keep prices low, the people got to really tighten their belts. I'm going to tell you what you got to cut. Medicaid.
You listen.
You got to cut Social Security.
Responsible management of all those programs, I would concur with, sir. But you're behind the opposition to anything that make things work. You people have a habit of destroying whatever you touch. You just happen to be a flunky functionary who gets paid well for doing what you're doing, which is running interference for reality.
Mr. Wade. You
against
telling
reality.
Me you're going to fight the AARP and talk about you're going to cut Social Security? It's not going to happen, sir.
Sir, we have to take a break. I'm sorry. Well, look, we appreciate your input, however wrong it may be. We accept your vision for failure. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. I want to get to the phones here. I want to mention, first of all, people ask me all the time, is there a man I can talk to about land, real estate? Well, the land man himself, Tom Smith. Tom Smith has some great offerings here. I want to give you an idea what's going on up there with the Tom Smith land and home, folks. Here's one here. That's not what I wanted. Here it is. All right. This is up there in Cleveland, Mississippi. $735,000. This five-bedroom, three-bath home sitting on 3+ acres is beautiful. It's got everything you can imagine. Workshops, 40 by 60, 40 by 40, privacy fence, security cameras, doorbells, tankless, water heating. That's all on the interior. Folks, this is really, really a beautiful home. It's not your tradition. It's a brick home, but it's I forgot what kind of brick they call that. Either way, it looks almost like a castle-like brick, I guess. And Tracy Bell's the listing agent on that. If you want to show in, just go to TomSmithLandAndHomes.com. Click on Bolivar County. What is that, Cleveland? Yeah, Cleveland, Mississippi. So whatever county that is. And you can see the listing on that there. And then there's one more I want to tell you about. I told you about the deer camp up there in Clay County. It had three cabins on it for $96,000. It was 3+ acres, a little bit, sitting on the edge of the National Forest there. It's just, it sounded like a good deal. I sent it to a lot of my folks who are in that kind of business and, you know, do a lot of hunting and getting away and all that kind of stuff. But you can find out for yourself. Go to TomSmithLandAndHomes.com and look at it for yourself. Now, they also have a secluded family estate, and this is going to be 52 acres in Winston County. For $749,000, it is almost a 5,000-square-foot home, two-story, five-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, four wood-burning fireplaces in the place. Wow. Screened back porch with a pool and a gazebo. The bedrooms are generously sized. Even the smaller rooms are probably what a master bedroom would be in many homes. Generously custom-built cabinetry. Folks, this is a beautiful home. If you want more information, if you're from Winston County, thinking about moving back there, Tom Smith is one of the listing agents along with Jamie Pruitt. Tom Smith and Janie Pruitt has this five-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath home there in Winston County sitting on 50-something acre. for $749,000, 52 acres. Man, that's a good deal. This is a beautiful, this is a beautiful home. And you know how Tom does his listings. I mean, they go all out putting in as much information, probably more information than you say, oh, I don't need all that, but they give it to you anyway. So go to TomSmithLandonHomes.com, click on the county you're interested in this case, Winston County, and also their Cleveland County. That would be, I think it's Bolivar County up there. And then you got the Clay County with the three cabins on 3 acres buttoned up against the back of the National Forest there. And what river? There's a river that is on also. Maybe I'm thinking of Louisiana. But either way, just look at the great deals from Tom Smith Landon Homes. Let's go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren. How are we today?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to call in real quick. I got to pick my kiddos up, and I don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say, in reference to that caller that called in.
John.
The delusional Democrat that called in.
That would be John. Yes.
John, I just wanted to say that he didn't say anything but your name 158 times. And the debtor is enslaved to the lender. And these Democrats have done nothing but run this country into the absolute ground. And he's got my blood boiling, but I got to go. That's all I wanted to say. I've been on hold for a long time.
I'm
going to pick my beautiful kids up that will never be Democrats. And
Amen.
Will understand
bless you, my child.
How to manage money better than Democrats.
Amen. Bless you, my child. Raise some good, God-fearing, patriotic, God-loving Americans. Thank you so much.
That carry their own burdens.
Hello.
And don't carry everybody. They can't. You can't carry everybody else's burdens. People have got to carry their own burdens. That's biblical.
That's
and
right.
It's biblical that the debtor is enslaved to the lender. We don't want to be enslaved to the lender. This is out of control. But he didn't say anything other than your name 158 times, and it was beyond faith. So y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Precious. Appreciate you so much.
Bye-bye.
You know, she's right. And this is what I keep telling people, and this is my lament. It breaks my heart. And the fact that my heart is breaking, the donut heads and the snowballs and all the other left-wing loons out there, they just rejoice at other people's discomfort. And I mean, I'm just sad that they feel that way towards the country. And the thing about it, I look at these well-fed, well-taken care of individuals with no appreciation. This is why I keep saying, the solutions to so much of what's wrong with Jackson is common sense and gratitude. If we could just get a little bit more of all of both of those things there, we could fix this here. But you got too many people who think somebody owes them something. And my thing is, if we can mainstream everybody to give them the right to vote, we can mainstream everybody to give them a right to pull their own damn weight. I agree with Lauren. Let's go to who?
Chris.
Hey, my brother.
What's going on this Friday evening?
Hey, man.
Rain.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let the Democrats go ahead and push a bunch of that stuff they want to push, like with the illegals, it's their constitutional right to carry a firearm. Because
mm-hmm.
That's going to backfire on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many things that could push our country over the edge. I mean, just on any given day. I mean, we got so many landmines laying out there that's been laid by these evil SOBs, foolish people. Folks, I mean, anything could get us. Anything at this point.
Well, like up in New York, and they've got those sheriffs going on their TikTok and all that other stuff of how you can go and squat in the house for 30 days if it's been empty.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to push back with that. Hey, this has been over a minute. What you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I want to upgrade. I'm an American citizen.
Well, you know, there's an illegal who came in from Venezuela living up in New York, I believe it is, somewhere on the East
right.
Coast. He's out there explaining in their language how to
That's
use
exactly the one I'm talking
yeah,
about.
How to squat in these houses that are abandoned and what laws, basically showing them how to navigate. That's why I keep telling my landlord friends, guys, you guys better get up on this here. This is really going to, folks, there's a housing shortage that's coming. If you rent right now, baby, your wages are not going to go up fast enough to cover your cost of rent. You guys going to be living 20 to a house. To make rent.
Ken, what we need to do, since they're going to let them do that, let's just go to these big office buildings and stuff that are sitting there empty, and let's open up some clubs and stuff. Or, you know what I'm saying, our community gathering center.
Bible
reading night. You know, hey, you got to fight fire with fire, you know, because they don't realize they're fixing to open up the floodgate.
Well, fix it.
As long as they've got these brainwashed liberals running around like John, getting his disability check that I believe he ain't wanting there to act like he got hurt and all this stuff.
He getting a crazy check. You know it's a crazy check.
And probably that, too. You can do that, too. You know, he's talking about cutting funders and everything. Well, let's cut some of that out because the veterans that need it can't get it, but some guns out there can physically. You know, we did that with the workman's comp way back when they would go on fall. They'd act like they got hurt and then go out there and, man, they working harder than they ever worked when they was at the job site.
That's right, trying to pretend like they can't work. It's silly. I never understood people do that.
Just turn the ties on. I mean, they hurt my cat farm over here. I mean,
you're going to always eat, brother. I mean, there's always going to be.
I'm going to eat. I'm going to visit Mr. Chip this evening and get me some spaghetti over that way.
There you go. Well, look, brother, we're up against a heartbreak, unfortunately.
All right, Kim. Be safe and blessed, brother.
Have a good weekend.
Keep up great work, brother.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Friday. Also want to remind you, our good friend, Pastor Scott Phillips, sent me a notice that they're having something down at his church. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Yeah, he sent it to me today. And, you know, Pastor Scott used to come in and when I was at WJNT on Lakeland, and we would just talk religion things. You know, he'd just give us what the Lord had laid on his heart. This is at Spring Ridge Pentecostal Church, March 24th through the 27th. They got a revival going on. Revival services, the Reverend Jonathan Hudson will be the guest minister there. They're located on the corner of Highway 18 and Spring Ridge, and that's going to be starting Sunday, 10 and 11 a.m. service, and then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7:30. So for revival services this weekend Sunday at Spring Ridge Pentecostal, Pastor Scott Phillips congregation down there will be hosting a revival, and Reverend Jonathan Hudson will be the guest speaker. So you get a chance, come on down and hear some good teaching, good preaching. All right. And the final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show, what Lauren is saying, folks, like I said before, it is saddening in the smugness of these people. They think all this is a game. When all you're asking of them is, hey, man, just don't. I mean, this is like being in the womb with a twin and he in there with a steak knife cutting into the walls of the placenta. This is why I keep saying, folks, just prepare. There's a whole lot of things that are going to happen. There's the things that we're going to have to do that we really wish we didn't have to do, but it's going to have to be done. We're going to have to cut away the cancer that's eating away our society. If we really love our kids, we're going to have to be willing to sacrifice for them. I know many of you want to sit at the right hand of the Lord. You want to be on inside. You want to be up on the dais and all that. I can appreciate all that. But you can't be that selfish after you've given birth to kids. You really do have to lay your life down. You can't say, if I do that, I ain't going to make it into heaven. Your responsibility is to lay your life down for your kids. This is the reason why the schools are out of control, because the reason why our society is out of control. You just have a bunch of adults who won't do adult things. Oh, they walk around in the suits. They look over 21. They look like they should be able to carry out all those functions. But in their heart, as my grandmother would say, doing right isn't hard. It's making that decision to do right. That's what people struggle with, because we know right from wrong. Our heart is telling us. It's just like the gay community. They know that crap is wrong. They want everybody to look the other way so they can feel good in their inordinacy. And throughout all this sinful world, you and I have to make them uncomfortable by just not abiding it. So the question is, do you have it? It's no different than having to discipline your child. It may be something that this child needs to learn this lesson. Man, but I hate to have to deal out this lesson. There are situations and times like that in life, and we're at that point right now as Americans. I am of the mindset that people who talk like Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs and all that, those people should be hunted down and on site voted off the island. And all their mid-level functionaries that help carry out their plan, very same thing. I know people don't believe me when I tell them that, what I say, what I'm getting ready to say, and what I've been saying. But to all you people, just somebody, I think it was Super Talk, was talking about why all the Republicans are retiring. Because they get paid to retire. The Uniparty is paying them to, again, be selfish adults. After they've ridden the system as long and as hard as they could and made as much money as they could for their kids and their family, they abandon the field of battle when we have an opportunity for victory. Because they believe Trump is coming back in there, they're going to leave him with nothing to work with but the executive branch. That's how they are. That's why I keep telling you folks, I am not wrong about Michael Guest. That guy is as flaky as they come. And it's clear that he appears to have had larceny in his heart before he left here. And of course, you know, what Benny is doing is well known. And it's not a color issue, it's a heart issue. But a society is falling apart simply because too many adults are selfish. And this is why the examples that I had before me, which was my parents, I've never seen that type of selfishness in the adults that raised me. I just didn't see it. Master P talk about no limit soldiers. These old folks were no limit soldiers. That's why in that interview that I did with Clay on his podcast, I talk about the sacrifice. And my play mom, Ann Alexander, excuse me, told the story of the hamburger. And you've heard me mention it before on this program, but I'll mention it again. This is how you separate the adults from the kids. When you got money in your pocket and you smell the fish frying and the hamburgers cooking and you, man, I want to buy me a hamburger. But you know, you got kids at home to eat. Back when we were Negroes, back when we were poor whites and poor white trash and all that, they had sense that the kids had to eat. Not today. I got to get my nails did. I got to get me a BBL or whatever else foolishness you got. They don't care about these kids. I got to get my PhD so I can get more money. And then get in there and still allow the kids to fail. Folks, the DNA of humanity has been snipped and inserted in that space where it was cut. It has been evil, pure evil. We just need men to be men, women to be biblical women. This is uncommon for what we're doing. I don't care. It's not just Dr. Green here in Jackson. They know how to solve this problem. They got a good education. I'm telling you, in the case of the black community, for sure, our leadership is being paid to screw us over. And, of course, Michael Guest and Greg Harper did it for the white community. They did it before as Republicans. But I'm going to show you why what I'm saying is 1,000% accurate. I told you on yesterday that this is real talk. This is going to be verified. Congressman Benny Thompson is the biggest friend of the housing industry. He's the biggest friend of the Realtors Association. I'm talking about in terms of his legislative support. He's probably got 110% rating. So what's the significance of that? He, in his position as being the biggest supporter of housing and realtors and real estate agents, and in him being on the Homeland Security, where they're doling out millions and billions of dollars to house these illegals, and he tells a few people, he's telling a few people about how to make money off this, because we're spending all these billions of dollars. Brother Crudup can't make no money off of that. House some people over in that building he got over on Ellis Avenue. He ain't tell nobody how the game go. And as I just told you about the housing programs, and I mentioned it yesterday, this is just an example of what black Democrat leadership has been doing. They have been telling us, don't work with whites. Don't work with Republicans. Don't work with business people. Don't work with conservatives. Don't work with the Tea Party. And yet we are a community of African Americans who are largely employees. And most of the time we work for the government. Now that money is still green. It still raises kids and feeds families. But you can't grow a city. You can't even maintain the baseline of a city with just rooftops and rooftops of employees. You got to have those people with the entrepreneurial spirit. And then when you get people with the entrepreneurial spirit, you done got all these blacks in these positions as inspectors and everything else who come in there with their clipboard and shutting folks down because they got the power now. You saw how they act with the mask. And now our communities are economically basically unstable and won't be stable again because Benny Thompson told us to hate the very people who was trying to invest in programs that he helped pass for housing. So he'd rather for his people not to have housing so he can make a point to the Democrat Party that he's a good soldier and he kept on blacks from working with those white conservatives who were trying to build businesses and housing in their community. And yet blacks with money won't do it. Because the preacher preached to them, Jesus offers you a cattle on 1,000 hills, but all you want is 10%, a set aside. That's not scriptural. Let's take a break. All right, folks, in the final few minutes, here's the deal. Okay, if it doesn't bother you that black leadership has been the ones who basically thwarting the in other words, all these resources for the last 40, 50 years have been wasted. All these programs that have been made available, you got black Democrats who got good jobs, government jobs, holding us back. Folks, you know it's true. That's why you hate Donald Trump and you can't give a reason for it because you've been trained to hate Republicans, to hate white people, to hate business people. And the people who are telling you that doing it because that way you can check yourself. They ain't even got to assign anybody to you to watch over Negroes to keep them from going off the plantation. You got coon dogs out there like Benny and the things that they're doing. So don't complain to white people. You're not impressing anybody about what you know about redlining and all that foolishness. Every opportunity you had to fix your own life, you won't do it because you won't grow. You won't be an adult. In so many areas of our lives, we're seeing grown men and women acting like kids. And the real adults who understand how life works are running circles around us. That's why I keep saying, folks, the people coming to this country from overseas, they're not going to respect it. You cannot respect, folks, these qualities that we are lacking are universal qualities. They transcend language, race. But we're so spiritually bereft, we can't even see that. That's okay. The invoice is still going to come due. We got some difficult days ahead. I'm merely bringing the message. You can do with it what you will, but I can guarantee you, you got some difficult days. I'm talking about pain. Many folks ain't going to make it. The good thing is, if you go to hell, don't worry about the fire. They didn't pay the bill down there once they got us in charge. So the gas is off in hell. Crowd on in there. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 70 hours. See you on the radio. Peace.
Oh, Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you baby butchering election thief. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. I don't care how mad that makes you. You get pissed off as you want to. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. They are God-denying demons that butcher babies and hate this nation.
Just what I needed now. A wino and a rhino.
How much did you weigh before you lost the 40 pounds? don't remember. See, I'm one of those unlucky people. The least little thing I eat and I just blow up. I think it's glands.
Well, you better stop messing with them glands.
Well, Papa, you gonna help me with this garden now?
Son, I did my part. I got us a scarecrow. This is guaranteed to scare away slugs and snails and birds.
If I wasn't so sick, I would give you one of these across your ugly lips.
Who are you calling ugly?
If I wasn't so
slugs and snails.
Just what I needed now, a wino and a rhino.
You don't tell me what I talk about.
Homeowners in America to know.
So, why doesn't